Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The man suspected of aiming his rifle in the direction of Donald Trump appears to have camped out at Trump's Florida golf club for 12 hours before he was spotted. Court papers say Ryan Wesley Ruth didn't fire any shots and never had Trump in his line of sight. Sean Diddy Combs is expected to appear before a judge this morning. He was arrested last night, but the grand jury indictment against him is still sealed. The Federal Reserve meets today for one of its most anxiously awaited sessions in a long time, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
It's been rumored, well, for a very long time that the Fed will cut interest rates. The central bank could do that by the time it adjourns tomorrow, now that it's declared high inflation all but defeated. And that could make borrowing more affordable from Wall Street to Main Street.
Meta's banning Russian state media from the social media platforms it owns, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The company says Russia's covert influence operations use deceptive practices to amplify the Kremlin's propaganda efforts. This is ABC News. The CDC now says last year was a deadly one for kids and the flu, the 199 children who died from the flu matching the highest on record. Most of the children who died did not get a flu shot. A new vote expected today in the Senate over access to IVF. ABC's Dave Packer has a story.
Senate Democrats will push the Right to IVF Act, but it's likely to fall short of the 60 votes needed to advance. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is challenging Republicans to support the bill, which aims to secure nationwide IVF access and expand fertility care. It comes amid former President Trump's recent endorsements of IVF support, but Republicans are expected to block the bill again while pushing their own IVF-related legislation, which has faced Democratic resistance. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Red Lobster has emerged from bankruptcy protection. A judge earlier this month approved the restaurant chain's reorganization plan, which makes Red Lobster a privately held company with 545 locations in nearly every state. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. South winds at about 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low around 60. Sunshine and 83 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Slight chance of a shower Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 61. Sunny and 81 on Friday.
Currently 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Eight students were injured in southeast Wisconsin Monday morning when a driver blew through a stop sign and collided with a school bus. They were among 36 students on the Random Lake School District bus struck by a Jeep Grand Cherokee at a rural Ozaukee County intersection. State Department of Children and Families Child Care Supply and Demand Survey shows nearly 60% of providers have unutilized capacity, such as closed classrooms, due to staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve up to 33,000 more kids if operating at full capacity. and enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased by more than 1,000 students overall. That includes higher enrollments at 8 system universities, according to preliminary estimates based on first-day student counts. Official counts will be released later this fall based on the 10th day of enrollment. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting 10% back is easy at Fleet Farm. For a limited time only, Fleet Rewards members can earn 10% back in-store and online. Spend $50, get $5 back in rewards. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. Plus, Fleet Rewards membership is free. So if you're not signed up yet, now's the time. Then get shopping to earn 10% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. Not valid at Ankeny and Waukee, Iowa stores.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealers, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Police in Menominee are investigating after a teen posted a picture of themselves holding a gun outside Menominee High School. Police first saw the picture Saturday night. They say the teen in the picture did have a BB gun at school last week, but police had took that from them. It's not clear just how old the teen is, or even if they're a student at Menominee High School. Prosecutors are reviewing the case, but no one is saying anything about possible charges. The city of Eau Claire is waiting for the results of its trash study next week. The city spent $20,000 to study how other communities collect their trash. Eau Claire uses private companies to collect garbage, and city managers say there have been a number of complaints about trash service over the last few years. The study is being done by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. That's due to be published and presented at a public meeting next Thursday. The Goodhue County Sheriff's Department is warning of scammers claiming to be deputies with the department. In a social media post, the department says scammers are calling residents claiming to be with the department and demanding payment over the phone to settle outstanding warrants. The department is reminding residents deputies will never call you over the phone asking for money. If you do receive this type of call, you are to hang up. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will stay on the Wisconsin ballot. A Dane County judge yesterday ruled Kennedy cannot take his name off the ballot without causing a logistical nightmare. Kennedy asked the judge to remove him, saying Wisconsin's ballot access law creates two different timelines for Republicans and Democrats and independent candidates. The judge said Wisconsin's law is clear. Once you're on the ballot, you stay on the ballot. The judge said Kennedy has no one but himself to blame for being on the ballot at this point. Kennedy's attorneys say they will appeal. The state of Minnesota wants to provide funding for new farmers looking to purchase equipment and grow their businesses. Minnesota Governor Waltz announced the Beginning Farmer Equipment and Infrastructure Grant Program last week. The program will provide approved applicants with up to $20,000 to reimburse costs associated with equipment purchases and infrastructure development. Applications for the program will be taken starting September 24th. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
A new survey finds Wisconsin's child care industry is significantly understaffed. The State Department of Children and Families Child Care Supply and Demand Survey shows nearly 60% of providers have unutilized capacity, such as closed classrooms, due to staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve up to 33,000 more kids if operating at full capacity. DCF Secretary Jeff Pirtle says payment cuts through the state's Child Care Counts program have had a ripple effect on the child care workforce. Governor Tony Evers included the Child Care Counts funding to make the program permanent as part of his most recent budget proposal, but that was cut in the legislature. The DCF survey also found annual salaries for child care workers fall well below the recommended wage based on the median Wisconsin wages for workers with similar levels of education. Grocery prices in Minnesota have significantly increased since 2020, with notable rises reported at major stores like Cub Foods, Target, and Hy-Vee. Cub Foods saw the largest hike, with prices up substantially. Target and Hy-Vee also experienced notable increases. While some items like soups have become cheaper, the overall trend shows higher costs driven by inflation and shrinkflation. Experts recommend comparing store brands, substituting products, and shopping around to save money. Wisconsin's Legislative Study Committee on Artificial Intelligence is continuing its work. The panel met in Wausau last week, where committee chair State Senator Julian Bradley explained some of the challenges surrounding the rapidly emerging technology. Bradley says those include guarding against government overreach and protecting privacy and data. The bipartisan committee includes lawmakers and stakeholders and has held several meetings focused on different areas of AI. Additional meetings will be scheduled. The University of Wisconsin is telling school leaders they cannot pick sides in political debates. The university Friday said it has a new viewpoint-neutral policy at all of its campuses. The change comes after last spring's campus protests over the war in Gaza and accusations that the chancellor at UW-Milwaukee sided with protesters against Jewish students. A UW spokesperson said the new policy is intended to create an opportunity for more people to speak their minds on UW campuses. UW-Madison's chancellor said when school leaders pick a side, no matter how well-intended, they can crowd out other points of view. The film and television industry is beginning to regain traction in Minnesota. More productions are moving to the North Star State since lawmakers approved annual tax credits up to $25 million for producers back in 2021. Melody Bond with Explore Minnesota says right now there's an indie film shooting in the southern portion of the state, another project getting started in Duluth, and a couple more indie movies that will go into production later this year. Georgia casting director Bill Maranella said he's setting up in Minnesota an agency in preparation for more projects that are on the way in 2025. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
The final pieces are in place, and the mural at Owen Park in Eau Claire is complete. Crews finished the mural that is supposed to look like a river last week. It was a joint project with the Public Painting Project. The Triple P says over 120 people helped design and paint the new mural. The mural is designed to recognize Eau Claire's sister city, Lismore, Australia. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Minnesota Twins lost to Cleveland 4-3 last night at Progressive Field. The Twins scored three runs in the top of the third thanks to a two-run single by Byron Buxton. But Kyle Mazzardo hit a two-run homer in the eighth to give Cleveland the lead for good. Griffin Jacks was charged with his fifth loss in relief. The Twins have a one-and-a-half game lead over Detroit for the final AL wildcard spot. Zebby Matthews will start for Minnesota against Cleveland tonight. The Twins will add a veteran to their pitching rotation. The team claimed starting pitcher Cole Irvin off waivers from Baltimore yesterday. The 30-year-old is in his sixth Major League Baseball season. Irvin 6-5 with a 4.86 ERA in 107 third innings this season. Minnesota optioned reliever Jorge Alcaia to make room for Irvin on the active roster. The Minnesota Vikings will spend the week preparing for their Week 3 showdown against the Houston Texans. Minnesota hosts Houston at U.S. Bank Stadium Sunday. The game will be the first back in Minnesota for Texas edge rusher Danielle Hunter and wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Both teams enter the contest at 2-0. Sunday's game kicks off at noon. The Minnesota Lynx go for their seventh win in a row when they visit the Connecticut Sun tonight. Minnesota is coming off an 88-79 win over the New York Liberty on the road Sunday. The Lynx are in second place in the WNBA at 29-9. Tonight's game tips off at 6 o'clock. Kerry Brown has been recognized for his strong performance over the weekend. The Gophers' safety was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week yesterday. Brown had two interceptions and four tackles in Minnesota's 27-0 win over Nevada Saturday. Brown and the Gophers host Iowa this weekend.
Welcome to Staples.
My son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and notebooks.
With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find low prices on tons of school supplies. And all in stock.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Staples has everything for school in stock and priced low. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 9/14, in-store only, limit 10 while supplies last.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The Brewers knocked off the Phillies 6-2 in their series opener at AmFam Field. Their magic number to clinch the Central is down to 2. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It means the champagne will be on ice with a chance to pop the corks as early as tonight. Aaron Civale allowing a run on 7 hits and 5 innings for the win. And Colin Ray came out of the bullpen last night working 2 2/3 innings of relief for his first career save.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where, you know, we were kind of running low in the bullpen and they just kind of brought the idea of me coming down to the bullpen and filling in some innings if we needed to, and thought it was a good good idea myself. I was kind of right on the same page with them, so I was all for it.
Wisconsin quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after suffering a torn ACL in Saturday's blowout loss to number 4 Alabama. Van Dyke went down on the Badgers' opening possession. The Atlanta Falcons staged a game-winning drive to come back and beat the Eagles 22-21 on Monday night in Philadelphia. Kirk Cousins marching the Falcons offense 70 yards in just over a minute to tie the game with a 7-yard touchdown pass, and the extra point won it. Both teams are 1-1. Packers off today before resuming practice on Wednesday in preparation for Sunday's road game at Tennessee. Coach Matt LaFleur says it would be more difficult for Jordan Love to play this week if he can't practice.
We'll see how it kind of plays out, but ideally in a perfect world, if he's going to play, you'd like him to get some reps in, especially, I think, you know, it'd be 2 weeks. I think that's a long time.
News around the NFL: Panthers benching first overall pick Bryce Young and will go with veteran Andy Dalton at quarterback. The Rams will be without wide receiver Cooper Kupp for an extended period after a left ankle sprain, and the 49ers losing Pro Bowl receiver Deebo Samuel for a couple of weeks with a strained calf. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers shoot for their second Midwest League championship. They'll take on Lake County in Ohio tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, another warm one. We'll have highs mid-80s, south winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid-80s. Thursday, 40% chance of a shower or storm. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine at Pepin and Lake City, 69. Wabasha, Nelson at 66. Mondovi, Plum City, 64. Ogalley at 60. Here at WRDN, we do have some sunshine. A few clouds, too. 62 with Florida,
baby,
Georgia Line.
Your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. South Georgia water, thought, oh good Lord, she had them long tan legs, couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, you a song, you make me. She was sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look ahead. Turned on those KC lights and drove all night, cause
so right. I put it in park and grabbed my guitar and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always.
fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should've walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends at 7:32. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. And coming up next hour, birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Also, we'll have Today in History coming up this morning. We'll tell you about a football game that had to be canceled, not because of COVID, but because of something completely different. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Next week is the final week, full week of September, which means we will once again be highlighting one of our local dairy farm families with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Next week, we'll be spotlighting Valimo Farms just outside of O'Galley. We'll be doing that all next week during the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Brianna used to actually work there long ago in a galaxy far, far away. Maybe just long ago. It seems like ages. It seems like yesterday, but it's actually ages ago. Boy, there's been a lot of things that have changed since the family hosted the dairy breakfast for Dunn County back in 2016. So we're going to be talking with the Winesboro family here coming up next week as we highlight the Valimo Dairy with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Oh, boy, this weather, it's just keeps humming right along, and looks like that quiet weather and the warm weather continues. We'll have details here with that weather forecast coming up.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're gonna be the MVP. Together, we brew more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs mid-80s. South winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid-80s. For Thursday, a 40% chance of afternoon showers and storms. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Plenty of sunshine across the region this morning. A few clouds, too, but Pepin and Lake City at 69, Wabasha and Nelson 66, Mondovi and Plum City 64, O'Galley at 60. Here at WRDN Sunshine 64 with Tim McGraw and Taylor Swift. And the highway don't care. It's 7:36.
And your hair's pulled back, and I bet you got no idea you're going way too fast. You're trying not to think about what went wrong, trying not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turn on the radio and the song goes,
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby, oh, baby.
The highway won't hold you tonight. The highway don't know you're alive. The highway don't care if you're all alone. But I do, I do. The highway won't dry your tears. The highway don't need you here. The highway don't care if you're coming home. But I do. You got a dead cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tear fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
But I do, I do.
down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no."
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
To this day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. I bumped into you by happenstance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gas gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
Oh,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Laney Wilson, Heart Like a Truck 751. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Dunn County Farm Bureau's annual meeting tonight, 7 o'clock at the Shirley Doan Senior Center with registration. The meal at 7:30. The meeting will be held afterwards. That's the Dunn County Farm Bureau's annual meeting tonight, starting at 7 at the Shirley Doan Senior Center in Menominee. The University of South Dakota football team is back home after the game at Portland State had to be canceled. Why? Well, Portland State news release said members of its football team were exposed to whooping cough. Very contagious. Yeah, that's not going to work in a football game. After discussion by team doctors for both schools, Portland State announced the game would not be played in the interest of the health of the student athletes. Athletics Director John Schemmel said in a statement they're disappointed for the players, but respect Portland State's decision. And he added there'll be an attempt to reschedule or add a game. The 6th-ranked Coyotes will host Drake this Saturday. But yeah, whooping cough, everybody's coughing, close quarters, tackling, pile onto the ball, that sort of thing. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea to have a football game.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants to?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
tried a little tenderness. Need a little more love. Get us through the night. Just a little more love. And we'll be alright. We're gonna be
city, there ain't nothing free.